supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
If the dog days of summer seem unbearably hot, take cool comfort in knowing that we're fast approaching the halfway point to fall. Let's mark the calendar with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, let's start by summoning the derivation of the term dog days.
So this term comes from an ancient observation of the dual rising of the sun and one very bright star. The star itself is the brightest star in the constellation Canis Major called Sirius. And it was thought that these two stars rising together, our star and Sirius, caused extraordinarily warm temperatures in northern Africa, in the regions that we now know of as Egypt. But we're talking about an observation made some 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. So that particular kind of event is called a heliacal rising, where we have a star, a bright star, that seems to rise with the sun. Now, can we actually claim that the energy that's coming from Sirius itself is contributing to the heat here on the Earth? No, it isn't the case at all. But it was thought by sky observers and ancient priests and astronomers at that time that the two together caused the extreme warmth in the month that we now identify as August in ancient Egypt.
When then does the cross-quarter day come?
Cross-quarter day now comes. The next one is August the 1st. Now, the most modern term for this is something called Lammas, which is a derivation from the original term of Loaf Mass. And Loaf Mass was a religious holiday that followed on what the Celts were doing at this time of year when they were celebrating the first harvests of the crops that they had planted earlier. Lammas really refers to the Christian church recognition of the first loaves of wheat bread from the first harvest of wheat from the summer.
Do the other three cross-quarter days also have iconic popular names?
They do. Very much more popular. Almost no one knows about Lammas these days, but everybody knows all the other ones. The next one afterward is October 31st, which we typically think of as Halloween, but it's a day called Samhain, which is the recognition of the end of summer. The next one after that, of course, comes on February 2nd, which everyone knows as Groundhog Day, but had the original name of Candlemas. And following that, Beltane, which comes on May 1st or May Day.
So for now, happy Lammas.
And happy Lammas to you, too.
Say, we're gathering new evidence about galactic-sized mergers, including one in our very own Milky Way.
I think this one is a really striking observation to have been made because, indeed, astronomers doing this work are really looking for needles in haystacks, actually. And this comes as a result of the study of stars in our galaxy by a satellite known as the Gaia satellite. And what has been discovered is that there happened to be a batch of blue stars that don't seem to have the same composition as the stars we are used to seeing in our galaxy. It's that the proportion of their chemical elements is slightly different from the stars that we feel belong to the Milky Way galaxy. This indicates to us that we're looking at a group of stars that may have come from another galaxy, indeed a collision. But what we've identified is that the collision probably happened very much earlier on in the history of the Milky Way, and the stars themselves reveal their ages as somewhere between 10 and 13 billion years old. So they go back all the way, almost all the way, to the beginning of the universe itself.
In context, how old is our sun?
Well, our sun is really rather young. It's only about 5 billion years old, give or take a few months here and there. And for a star of the mass of ours, we expect that this star will remain on the main sequence, live out the most useful portion of its life, for about 10 billion years. So we have another 5 billion years on our star coming before things begin to change dramatically.
Looking ahead, will there be a time when we either incorporate other wandering galaxies or in turn are swallowed up ourselves?
That's a really interesting question because as we look at the evidence from these blue stars, we know that they were part of a much smaller galaxy that our galaxy collided with, and then they were absorbed into our galaxy. And that was probably the most significant merger we've had so far. But that doesn't mean that these mergers are over. In fact, there have been other galactic mergers that have occurred with our galaxy. And we know that as we look at the motion of our galaxy through space, there are other mergers that will happen in the future, hopefully not next year.
Derek, with a moment left, what are the highlights of the cross-quarter week night sky?
We have a perfect viewing opportunities for the largest planet of our solar system, Jupiter, and the ringed planet of our solar system, Saturn. They dominate the evening sky right now, and you'll find them at 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m., out toward the south, and they actually straddle the Milky Way. So Jupiter is on the western side of the Milky Way, Saturn is on the eastern side of the Milky Way, and if you have a pair of binoculars, you've got the perfect tool under dark, clear skies while you're on vacation to see the moons that orbit Jupiter, get a little bit of the glimpse of the rings of Saturn, but also see this beautifully rich star field that marks the spiral arms of our galaxy coming up from the southern horizon and spreading out directly overhead.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.